Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
People are not happy with me because I've given Sat a little bit of...
How dare you? The fan base that wanted his ass fired a few weeks ago?
Don't buy season tickets.
And James Strebel.
Don't buy season tickets. Those people are mad because now they all want to come over the hill and defend Sat. Shut up, bums. Shut up.
There it is. There he is,
bums.
Jack. There he is.
Y'all wanted to fire this guy. Now he's your baby. No one can criticize him. Don't criticize Satterfield. It's Saturday. You leave him alone on Saturday. I mean, get out of here. Y'all go back. Go back to hating him again, please. I mean,
oh, 4 o'clock hour next.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Pat 40 going to join us here in just a second. Couple different reminders. We are on the air on Friday. All the local shows will be on here 3 o'clock on The Take, taking you up until 6 o'clock to get you ready for the Governor's Cup. So that's a good thing we do every single season. And then tonight, when we're done, 6 o'clock, the Maui Invitational, Wisconsin and St. Mary's. Feel the power there.
What a showdown.
That's a showdown there. Reminder on Thanksgiving, we'll have the triple header. Bears-Lions pregame coverage beginning at noon. Raiders-Cowboys. Cowboys are going to be my eliminator pick this week. And Bills and Saints at 8:15. All those games right here on ESPN 680. 105.7. Well, let's keep the conversation going with our normal Wednesday chat with Pat 40 from Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40 if you want to follow him there. Pat, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving, Andrew.
Well, you as well. Now I know you're going to the Iron Bowl, so when do you leave? Are you leave Thursday night or, you know, Friday morning? Are you able to enjoy Thanksgiving at home? What's your travel plan look like?
Oh yeah, I'll be home and I'll head down that way Friday afternoon. There's really not much need to be there beforehand when the game's at 3:30 on Saturday. So I'll stay in Columbus, Georgia, which is right across the Chattahoochee River from Alabama, and then drive the 30 miles or so to Auburn from there.
Well, there we go. So that'll be one of the big games. I want to ask you about that. Obviously, Ohio State, Michigan, Ole Miss, Mississippi State's interesting. Bedlam with Oklahoma State obviously has college football playoff implications, if you will. But let's start with a game that no one nationally cares about, but people here care about, and that's the Governor's Cup, and it's 8 week, and the trash talk has really picked up. Let me ask you this. What do you feel strongest about as you go into Saturday's game?
Well, you know, I mean, I really think that it would be really big for Louisville, I think, to leave with a good positive feeling on this season, that you had definitively bounced back from last year's disappointment. You've scored a couple of nice victories. You're going to a bowl game. If you're Kentucky, I don't think you need it as much, but you still want it, obviously. If you're Satterfield, you get this chance to get Kentucky on your home field, you want to take advantage. They're favored. I'm not 100% sure they should be, but they are. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're for Kentucky, you've scored some pretty nice victories. But if you look back now, beating LSU, beating Florida, I mean, better than losing to them, but
right.
You beat any good team. So I think if you add a victory over a pretty good Louisville team in Louisville, that's a nice way to head into the postseason.
Well, that's been, and Pat 40 with us, that's been the debate. Kentucky thought, you know, all week, Kentucky thought they played good teams, and in the end, they haven't beat anybody, right? Kentucky hasn't beat anybody, and Louisville has played, three or four ranked teams, but they haven't beat any of them. They did schedule or try to better in the non-con, and they ended up getting drubbed by Ole Miss. So one team didn't play anybody, and one team did, but they didn't win any of the games, and that's how we sit here, there was the day, 2 days after Thanksgiving for the Governor's Cup. That's where we are.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you can sit, if you want to, put a victory on the ledger that excites the fans, like, you know, now and for the next 365 days, this is it. So, you know, it's an important game for both teams. I still liked it better when it was the first game as opposed to the last game, but you know, it's definitely something that if you win this to end the regular season, your fan base has got something to feel pretty darn good about for all the way until next season.
Well, here's what I said, and Pat Forty with us here on The Take. What I said yesterday was, maybe even Monday, going back to Monday, was Satterfield wins this game. He captures a nice percentage of fans that are either in the middle or they're anti-Satterfield, right? They're disenfranchised. They don't like what's going on. He can really grab that much back, and then if you ever follow it up in the bowl game, we can have that conversation after Saturday. And for Stoops, what is on the line, besides, you know, the season, win 9 games, bowl game, I'm sure, maybe you go out back instead of Music City, and that does matter. But it would be embarrassing for Mark Stoops how they were viewed in the middle of the season, the junk that has been talked, and the way they've dominated the last 2 games to see how much Louisville caught them here. I mean, to me, that it'd be more of an embarrassment, and Satterfield could really rally the troops for probably the first time since he got hired.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. The given the damage Satterfield did to his own reputation last year with the South Carolina thing, this, I think, you know, and I said at the time, just win and all that goes away. And that's true. You win this game, finish 7-5, beat Kentucky. I don't think anybody's sitting around grumbling, oh, Scott doesn't like us enough. You're like, oh, nice job. This is great. And if you're Kentucky, yeah, I mean, like, if you remember, yes, the narrative before the Georgia game, you know, could this be the best Kentucky team since the Bear Bryant days? Are they scoring? Was beating LSU the biggest win since the 70s or what? You know, I mean, no. In retrospect, no. Not even close. So, you know, you want to put something on the board that means something to people, this would do it for sure. You know, that Kentucky's had a good season. There's no doubt about it. But it's not like it was the breakthrough season, I think, that people had characterized it as in October.
Agreed, and Kentucky fans actually would totally agree. They might not want to admit that they agree with Pat Forty, but they do agree with Pat Forty in my estimation. The two questions I have, and Pat Forty with us, I don't believe since that LSU game on October the 9th that Kentucky has played good, clean football. And hell, they didn't play clean football before then. Just they just happened to blow LSU out. But can they turn that around here in a one-game situation? Can they not turn the ball over? Levis, C-Rod, their best players? That would be the question after taking a month and a half off, essentially. And then on the Louisville side, they played so well against the dregs of the ACC in Syracuse and Duke, the dregs of Power 5 football, beating those teams. Is that real? Does that mean something more than you did what you were supposed to do against 2 really, really bad teams? Those are the things that I just don't know the answer. We're not going to find out until Saturday night.
Right. And I, Leon, to your first point, as far as Kentucky playing clean football, I think if they do that, they probably should win. But
agreed.
The question is, how reliable are they in terms of holding onto the ball and then possibly taking the ball away, which they haven't done very well either this year. You know, Louisville, I don't believe, has turned the ball over for its last 3 games. So, you know, the Cardinals are taking care of it. And I think if Louisville's plus 1, 2, 3 in turnover margin, they win. And if it's plus 3, they may win handily. That statistic, just Louisville or Kentucky, is such an anomaly. There's only 2 teams, I think, in the bottom 15 in turnover margin who have winning records, and that's Kentucky, and I can't remember the other one. It was Liberty is the other one. So
there you go.
I mean, to be where they are with that turnover margin is pretty amazing. And when you can get away with doing that against some of the teams they play, but I don't think you get away with that in a fairly neutral game like this, or evenly matched game. So. Yeah, ball security, as always important, but very, very important for Kentucky in this game. And for Louisville, if you have the advantage there, you're probably going to win.
And a congratulations to Hugh Freeze for getting that contract extension, Hugh Freeze. Okay. Hey, Hugh Freeze got extended at Liberty. Cool. Hey, there you go. There you go. Ultimately, who do you think wins, Pat, on Saturday? Or any idea how you think it will play out? It's a tough game to pick.
It is. I mean, I think it's going to be back and forth. I think it's going to be entertaining. A lot of points. I picked Louisville. I think I picked them by 3. The point spread's like 2.5, so I think that sounds about right. Again, I'm a little bit surprised that Louisville's favored, but I think they're playing right now on just a better trajectory than Kentucky is. I think Malik Cunningham is, for the most part, playing on a high level right now. The offense is moving and clicking. They've got some big play guys, and I think they've got a chance here to end the season kind of the way they want to. I look at them, and I look at like Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl tomorrow night. I think those are teams that playing against other teams that maybe have had better seasons, but right now, who's playing better? I think Louisville's playing better than Kentucky by a little bit, and I think Mississippi State's playing better than Mississippi.
Pat Forty with us here on The Take. He's from Sports Illustrated, has a ton of stuff on the college football playoff rankings. I do have a question about that. Obviously, that was last night, Florida, and much more as we get ready for a big, big weekend in college football. What do you believe? How should we be talking about Mark Stoops and rumors, specifically LSU?
Well, I think Stoops is probably a B-list guy there. I think Scott Woodward's a home run swinger, and maybe some of the guys they've had in mind they know they're not going to get now, but I still think probably his last shot at last big attempt to get Jimbo Fisher hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see about after the game. I mean, maybe Jimbo just stays in Baton Rouge because Texas A&M is playing LSU. I've had people forcefully tell me that Lincoln Riley is not in play for LSU or anywhere else, but I want to make sure that actually transpires. Mel Tucker appears to be staying put. I don't think Luke Fickell was ever going to LSU.
James
Mark
Franklin.
Stoops, I think, is in Franklin. That next tier. Yeah. That's where I see Mark Stoops fitting in and possibly, being on that list there.
It feels like there's more openings. It just feels like there's going to be coordinators and some retreads, and there's going to be a couple schools not happy, right? I mean, isn't that how it feels like? There's more great jobs than great candidates right now.
There is, and I'm not sure exactly how we ran out of good candidates to be coaches in college football, but that's kind of where we are. And I don't know whether that's because everybody at the Power 5 level is craving head coaching experience, and so you don't see as many guys like Kirby Smart getting a chance at a really good job without being a head coach before. Schools are maybe limiting themselves a little bit in terms of candidate pool. And in that case, I guess you look around and you're like, well, how are all these teams going to fill their jobs with quote unquote slam dunk hires? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what USC's doing. I really
right.
don't, especially
right.
with the James Franklin news yesterday. I really don't think Fickell is going there. And so you get to a point where are they going to grab somebody from the NFL? Or what kind of rabbit are they going to try to pull out of their hat there? I do think Billy Napier is a strong candidate at Florida. Wouldn't be surprised to see that happen this weekend. But then Washington, Virginia Tech, what are they going to do? And then whatever coaches they take, who gets those jobs? I mean, there's still going to be a lot of trickle down and a lot more drama to go, I think, in this coaching cycle in the next couple of weeks.
Cincinnati's number 4. Pat Forty with us. Cincinnati's number 4. They control their own destiny. So you do believe they control their own destiny. And, like, this is the moment
for the
group of 5. This is the moment, right, Pat? They have to make the college football playoff. Even though they're going to the Big 12, they cannot pull a Central Florida. They got to go, right? They have to.
Yeah. I mean, I've got 2,500 words that should publish, like, any minute now on Cincinnati. That's the thing, is like this, they're in the sweet spot.
Yeah,
this is the opportunity, this is the chance. And I mean, if the committee finds a way for them to be, if they're 13-0 and the committee finds a way to not take them, I just think it would be a travesty, an absolute travesty at this point, especially with Oregon out of the mix, with Michigan State out of the mix, somebody's going to lose, get a second loss between Michigan and Ohio State.
Yep.
If Alabama, here's the nightmare scenario for Cincinnati. Yeah.
Yep.
If Alabama beats Georgia and then they leapfrog Oklahoma State at 12-1 over Cincinnati. I sure wouldn't put Oklahoma State in ahead of the Bearcats, but the committee very well might. So if you're Cincinnati, A, win two games. B, root for Georgia. C, root for anybody to beat the Cowboys, and then I think you get in.
All right, quickly, Pat Forty with us here from Sports Illustrated. We appreciate his time. You're going to the Iron Bowl. I want to get the Iron Bowl, Bedlam, Ohio State, Michigan, and Ole Miss, the Egg Bowl. I want to get your thoughts quickly, a couple lines on those games. You're going to the Iron Bowl. I don't know. What are you expecting in this game? I mean, I thought Alabama was just okay last week, but I do expect them to win this game. Backup quarterback Auburn by, you know, a couple touchdowns or so. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, that should be the case, but the strange things happen when they play in Auburn. They've lost three of their last four there, including the last two. I was there for the kick six. I was there when Mac Jones had a ball bounce off the back of a receiver in the end zone and get returned 100 yards for a touchdown. Stuff happens. And so, like, if I were betting, I would not touch that game, just for that reason alone. Again, I think Alabama's certainly a better team, especially to the Auburn that we're going to see right now, given the injury situation. But as you said, Alabama isn't playing great right now. They're really not. You know, they muddled past Arkansas. They muddled past LSU. They muddled past Florida. So I think that this is a game that could well be closer than we think just looking at it on paper.
What about Bedlam? Oklahoma State, this is like their chance too, right? They always choke it away at the end. Like, this is their chance to do something. This is it.
In my opinion, this is the biggest game in Mike Gundy's career right here. You know, you have the better team. You are at home. It may be the last time you get Oklahoma in Stillwater in a very long time, depending
Great
on
point.
When the realignment actually happens. You've got everything on the line. You've got a chance to make the playoffs. And if you blow this again, his record is terrible against Oklahoma. If you blow this again with the better team at home, boy, I'm not saying they're going to fire him by any stretch, but that would just be a
deflating.
Brutal, brutal loss for Gundy and for Oklahoma State. I think they win. I think they maybe win handily.
I think Ohio State takes care of Michigan, but this, again, would be the time to beat Michigan, or the time for Michigan and Harbaugh to beat Ohio State. Of course, Ohio State playing as good as anyone in the country. What do you make of this one? This is our noon game on Fox. What do you make of this game in the Big Ten? It's a huge game.
Yeah. Oh, huge game. And I love it when Ohio State and Michigan is a huge game. But I agree with you. I think Ohio State is double digits better. You know, I think that they just have the offensive cohesion going now, and they're good at every single unit on offense. And unless Michigan's pass rush can just wreck the game and disrupt C.J. Stroud, you know, force turnovers from him, I think they're going to move it. I think they're going to score. The receivers are too good. The Michigan cornerbacks are only okay. So that's the crisis point there. And I just don't think Michigan's built to match touchdowns with them. So I think Ohio State probably, you know, wins by 10-14 and coasts into the Big Ten championship game and is then 60 minutes away from the playoffs.
All right, I have to ask you about the Egg Bowl because it's two crazy fan bases, and it mimics the game here. Mississippi State playing better. Ole Miss just limping through. Didn't really fire against Vanderbilt on Saturday. Who wins the Egg Bowl between two odd man coaches?
Yeah, two odd man coaches, but I'm disappointed they're not like spraying fire
nothing.
At each other, you know?
Nothing. Yeah,
I mean,
nothing.
I know that the fans certainly will, no matter what, because that's like one of those just lunatic rivalries, you know, just boiling with toxicity. But, I mean, it's Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin, two of the world's great smartasses, and they're being nice to each other. It's very disappointing to me. But
I hate it.
it's wrong. But I like Mississippi State by a little there.
Okay.
I think that'll be a fun one to watch tomorrow night. I mean, hopefully some player decides to pretend he's a dog in the end zone and take a pee again, and, you know, we have something just bizarre like we often do with the Egg Bowl.
That was, I swear, that was a couple days after Odell did that for the Giants. He had been out, you know, because he was always injured. And he came back, and I think he scored against the Eagles. He immediately went to the ground and acted like he was a dog urinating and immediately got 15 yards, and I think the Giants kicked the ball out of bounds on the next play. But that's what they do. That's what they do. All right, Pat. Well, I mean, any interesting Thanksgiving? I mean, the family just going to be around? You doing anything on the grill? Anything you experimenting or anything? Or just normal turkey and, you know, going through the day?
Yeah, pretty normal. My mother-in-law bought a 25-pound turkey, which might actually be an ostrich. And
Wow.
So, like, my plans to, like, smoke a separate turkey breast separately were kind of scuttled by that, because there's only so many turkey leftovers you can eat. And the annual football game is not happening. So we're gonna go bowling. Instead of a capital T, capital B turkey bowl, we are going to go bowling tonight.
Nice.
We've had injuries, we've had defections, we have travel issues, so we're down in numbers and cannot field a full squad for football tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving. Safe travels to the Iron Bowl. We'll keep reading, obviously, SISI.com at ByPat40 on Twitter. Safe travels, Pat. We'll talk with you down the road. Thank you so much.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Andy.
All right, there we go. Pat 40 on a Wednesday here on ESPN 680 105.7. Appreciate him. He'll be there in Auburn for the Iron Bowl. You got the Egg Bowl. You got the Governor's Cup. You got a lot of things this weekend.
A lot of things going on this weekend.
A little Michigan, Ohio.
Big-time football.
Got a little Indiana, Purdue, right?
What?
Should have had Brahm on this week.
Should have had Brahm.
Nah, we should have had Brahm on.
It'd be great to have Brahm on. All the Louisville fans listen, Brahm, because they're going to be back in love with him.
I love for
about 10:30 p.m.
Well,
Saturday night.
I want to talk about that maybe Friday.
Okay.
By the way, Kentucky does land Barry and Brown.
Yeah!
A four-star wide receiver out of Nashville, Tennessee.
How about that? Going to bump up that recruiting class a little more. Liam Cohen effect. Yes.
Liam Cohen
effect.
Wants
to come in, catch him passes from Will Levis.
Somebody needs to. Yes, somebody needs to.
Might as well be Barry and Brown. That's a good recruit, Andy. That's going to bump him up
some. Listen, it is a good recruit.
How about that?
Everyone in the SEC wanted him.
Yep. You know, we don't have to get
Here we go. No, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
You know, go Stoops ahead. And Merrill don't have to go to Alcorn State to find gems. They could get high school recruits that are badass that people actually want. How about that? That's why we're going to win on Saturday, because we got some dudes that actually can play. We didn't have to go mining for gold in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? You hear me there, big dog? Yeah, let's go.
There it is. Yeah. There he is.
Louisville wishes they could get a four-star. Like, they got Popeye Williams. That's all they got. Poor fella. Just jump ship, Popeye. You're a sailor. Jump ship. Let's go.
Oh, is Popeye, what's his name?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
No.
Oh, Popeye Williams.
Williams, okay. Yeah. Popeye Jones was the basketball player.
Yes.
Popeye Williams.
Yes, just go ahead.
Jump ship. Popeye Williams.
You can do that.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Strebel has Thanksgiving tips. We'll do that next on The Take.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Heels up, guns down.
And James Strebel.
Heels down, guns up, bang, 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 bang.
There we go, Jimmy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's what we needed.
That's basically the rivalry.
Right there.
Jack, can you just play that again? I know the music is attached to it. Just stop the music, and I just want to play it again. You can just stop. Stop it and just hit the button again. I have no problem with that. I just want to hear that again. Like,
time
job,
now
Jimmy.
For The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Heels up, guns down.
And James Strebel.
Heels down, guns up, bang, 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 bang.
There we go, Jimmy. There we go, so Jimmy.
Texas says Barry Brown's going to be in the transfer portal this time next year after having 14 catches for 52 yards and a touchdown on the season. I love that. That will be a stat line. I don't know if he'll be transferring.
No,
does he block? Hey, Jack, does he block?
It's a new look offense for Kentucky.
437-9680. I'm Andy Sweeney. He's James Strebel. Jack Grossman back at the station. We're at the home studio where Auburn has clawed back, Jack.
Yeah.
They're now up two with 2:13 to play. So that is going on.
Intense defense.
Bruce Pearl's looking fantastic on the sideline. So that's happening. Also, our guy Mitchell Hannigan.
He's listening.
He's listening right now. So if you want to text in any hate for him,
please do.
Tell him how much
he was on the V show earlier.
Was he really?
He was a guest picker.
I didn't know that.
Hold on
for,
a second.
For Louisville, Kentucky.
I didn't know that. Did they have someone on that was horse racing?
They had, I believe they had Louie and Mike Gandolfo.
Oh, there you go.
Gotcha. For what? What's happening in horse racing?
They just had like a million different people pick the Louisville, Kentucky game.
Oh, gotcha.
So would Mitch pick Louisville, of course. He loves Satterfield for some ungodly reason.
Yeah. I think he picked Kentucky, actually.
Wow!
I'm a little shocked by that. I didn't hear the full thing, but
you didn't listen.
You didn't listen.
You're busy. You said that a nice way.
I didn't catch. I didn't catch all
Louis
that.
Louis Rabeau's been taking shots at everybody.
Really? Who did you show that now?
He already battled Ents, and then he texts me earlier about how he's no longer Jack or Grossman. He's back to Crean.
Why?
And he has went back because he's having crappy takes.
Oh, really?
Premature rants is what he called them.
Wow.
Is what Louis Rabeau said.
Damn, Louis.
Now, of course, Jack embarrassed himself over UCLA Gonzaga last night.
Yeah.
We told him that was going to happen. He didn't want to listen. And that's what happens. Now, the only bone to pick that I had with Jack.
Yeah, I'm curious about this.
He was on the Floyd Street's Finest, which he produces or helps produce with Jeff Greer.
Yeah.
And you guys taped that win yesterday or the day before or something like that?
Yeah, yesterday.
And you guys, yesterday because you previewed UCLA Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you talked about the early season struggles for U of L, which is rich because I don't think you've seen every Louisville game.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
What game haven't I seen? I went back and I watched Detroit Mercy on Sunday night.
So you went back and watched it.
Okay. Oh, you saved yourself there.
Okay. Well, Monday you said you did not see it. That's the reason I'm saying this. Monday you bragged about it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it live. No.
So you watched it for Greer.
Yeah.
There we go.
At least he's honest.
Well,
about
he was cornered. He had to be honest.
He was. Yeah. He had nowhere to go.
He's not a veteran liar like Locke.
No.
He didn't have a quick pivot to a quick lie in the back of his mind.
He's not worth lying over.
Texter says, yeah, but when you're a liar, you lie about everything.
Yeah.
Texter says,
but I try not to be a liar.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. Texter says, I still hate Mitch.
Whoa. Texas says
we're going to break our can't use that.
Whoa.
I can't even read that without it being foul.
Really?
That man just thinks Kentucky's going to win. That's all I can say.
Okay, well, yeah.
There's a breaking off. There's a lot of foot.
Something else. Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. Well,
Texas says Jamie is acting like he and UK football live in Anchorage while U of L football are staring at their $1 beers with hard eyes on Dixie Highway.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm not saying we're living in Anchorage, but we're living in a much better area than Louisville football right now.
Texas says Mitch said that he might show up at the Alley on Saturday.
Oh, let's go,
no
Mitch.
One wants to see him on either fan base.
I'd like to see Mitch.
And the Alley, listen, I got to find out from Blank why he's being hit at the Alley.
He's sheltered. Like, you know.
No, he's like a caged animal, but he's not on display.
He's not.
He's like when you go to the zoo and the lion is taking a nap indoors.
Part of the charm of Blank doing shows at the Alley
is him saying, bring it on. Here's an L's up.
Right.
You grab the crotch.
Right.
Right? Feel good. You do some sports radio for an hour at 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday.
But not only that, I mean, you hear the music in the background. You have people screaming them in the background. I mean, part of the charm. of the alley is everything going on around him.
Around him,
that
right.
You can hear on the radio. The Louisville Crashers staying on the table.
Absolutely.
Shaking their booty in front of blank. All that stuff. But we're being deprived of that now.
We are.
Because he's being protected.
It's like sick and disgusting. Like, we got to get to the bottom.
Are they going to have, like, Secret Service around him? Like security? Are they going to be,
probably.
You know, like a velvet rope around Blankenbaker? Like, you can't pass.
That
can't,
might be the case.
You can't cross the velvet rope.
Do you have your seven Thanksgiving Day tips?
I sure do. Let me.
Do we have a gobble gobble, Jack? If we do, I want to. Oh. Good enough. That's good.
It is good. All right.
Use that as a transition, Jack, and play whenever you want. So here we go. Number one Thanksgiving Day tip from James Strebel.
Skip watching the Lions. There's no point in watching the Detroit Lions. We know what's going to happen. Even though they're playing the hapless Bears.
Dude, it's football.
And Nagy, who
you
no
bleep
one likes.
Off. You bleep off with that. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL. But I got better things to do.
Like,
and
what?
So do the Lions fans. The Lions fans don't want
to
be there.
Oh, stop.
They should be at home eating food.
And
not watch that sad-ass team lose to the sad-ass Bears, the sad-ass Matt Nagy, who nobody wants him as his coach in Chicago.
Well, I agree
They're
with that.
They're cheering against him in the Bulls games. They're cheering against him in the Blackhawks games. No. You can skip it. It'll be okay. Number two, I was waiting for the gobble.
I mean, we got college basketball.
Yes.
I mean, we got a lot.
You have other things to watch.
You got
Don't
a lot.
Watch the Lions.
You're wrong on this one.
Okay, it's fine. It's we
put
all
it up at ESPN 680 whenever.
A terrible game.
Will you watch the Lions tomorrow?
They need to be kicked
yes or
out
no?
As the permanent Thanksgiving fixture.
Oh, it's such an old
get
take.
Get them out of there.
It's such. All I'm
right.
Not saying you're wrong. It's just
it is
John Calipari and the one and done. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
What?
All right, so skip the line.
Okay.
Do we need to write these down?
I could.
Oh, you can say you can. No, it's okay. It's probably. Will be okay.
Number two, watch the Macy's parade until they start with the Broadway show nonsense and then go find some college basketball games. You can watch the floats for a little while, but as soon as they go out in the middle
Jack.
Of the street, they start doing show tunes, click off. Get out of there. Nobody
so
wants
what
to
are
see
you,
shoot.
So what are you watching then?
You can watch college basketball.
No, but what's the thing that you want to watch then instead of the Macy's Day Parade?
No, I was saying you watch the floats for a little while.
So
but
that's,
I don't need
that's
to see,
what I'm asking,
I hate
the
musicals.
Floats.
I don't want to see musicals.
Really?
I don't like it. I hate musicals.
I'm surprised
it's
by
stupid.
That. You seem like the guy.
That
would love a musical.
I hate musicals.
Oh, stop!
It's the
it.
Worst form of
you know.
Entertainment.
Here's Jack. Here's the problem, Jack. Do you like musicals? Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't seek them out all the time, but yeah, I enjoy
Fair
it
enough.
Once in a while. Yeah,
okay. I would go to a musical in some way, but I agree with Strebel for the most part. You can't understand what they're saying.
No, you can't. It's a
I can't
it's a
understand
waste.
What you're saying. It's a waste. Agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Number three, don't overload on turkey because the sides are better. Like, turkey's fine. Turkey, to me, is not the centerpiece of Thanksgiving. The centerpiece of Thanksgiving are, like, the deviled eggs and the stuffing
okay,
and
mashed
the
potatoes.
Mac and cheese, the mashed potatoes. Like,
okay,
just,
yeah.
just a little bit of turkey, and then you gorge on the sides.
Gotcha.
That's the star of Thanksgiving
okay,
to me.
Okay, yeah, that's that. Fair enough, okay.
Number four. Wait. It's very overrated being first to get your food. Wait to get your food until everybody else has gone. There's no rush, and there's plenty. It's not like you're going to run out. Just sit back, relax, drink an extra bourbon while the kids and the elderly folks are fighting over the food. You sit back, watch a little bit more of TV, have a couple
right.
of drinks. Then once everybody leaves and gets out of the way, then you can go casually and relaxingly go and fill up your plate and get your food. This whole idea of we got to be first, I got to get
you
the
guys have
stick,
a kids
blah,
table?
Blah, blah. No, we all kind of like sit around the house. So, like, there's no like designated areas.
So you like sit on the couch and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, usually people
yeah.
do. Wow.
Yeah, we sit on the couch.
That's
and
odd.
Eat there.
I right now would bet everything that I have.
Yeah.
That the Grossmans do not do that. That
oh,
they are at
have,
the table.
We have an adult table, which is
yep.
ironic now because, like, my brother and I are the youngest people for the most part
so
of the family.
The
yes.
kid table?
Yes.
Will
so
you
there's,
talk politics?
There's the adult table in the dining room and the kids table in the kitchen.
Will you talk politics at the Grossman Thanksgiving?
There was a much higher chance of that happening a few years ago.
Right.
But not probably not now.
Okay.
Now,
oh, okay.
Well, no, that was more because, like, you know, when all the grandparents were around and stuff like that.
Yeah, I listen. I wasn't gonna follow up because I was. You were going down the road of death.
Yeah, and we,
I knew it.
We could feel it,
and I knew it, and I felt uncomfortable. But you did clarify.
Still, yes,
you let me off the hook. Thank you for letting me off the hook.
You're welcome. But I still would say Nene will probably bring politics up at some point. I am sure.
And you can't shut Nene down. No, Nene wants to talk politics.
That's what she does.
Yeah, Nene wants to have
a spot. She's 92 years old.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Nene, speak your
pretty
piece.
Close.
Yes. See, I just guessed. Yeah. I literally just made up a number. I had no idea.
I want to meet Nene.
You won't.
I know.
No, probably not.
No. No. She doesn't want to meet. She doesn't want to meet.
No, I know.
She'd be one of the last people she'd want to meet.
I understand completely, but I want to meet her.
Okay.
Number five. There should be a space outside or in the garage for adults to drink and smoke heaters. You know,
well, can't you drink inside? What's going on with that? What do you mean?
But you know, if you want to chug a beer or maybe do a little something extra, you know, you can't smoke cigarettes in the house.
Right.
There's got to be areas where you got to have that set up for your guests. And if it's tomorrow, things gonna be like today. So we've got the deck to do that. And then if it's a crappy day, and it's raining or snowing, you have an area in the garage where you can do that. But you gotta have something for your guests that smoke cigarettes to be able to do that. And then usually when you're smoking, you gotta have a drink.
Smoking station.
Yeah, you gotta have smoking stations.
I love that.
Number six.
How many heaters? How many heaters do you think your dad will rip tomorrow?
Oh, a lot. I mean, he'll bring at least two packs.
Oh, God, how long does he stay?
A while, it's Thanksgiving. You spend time with the grandkids.
By the way, UConn hit a three to tie it, and it's going to overtime.
Nice.
UConn hit a three to tie it. Could have been a foul at the other. It looks like they hit a three to go up, and Auburn came back down and tied it. Okay. Either way, it's 83-83. In the battle for Atlantis that John Calipari is scared to be in, UConn and Auburn tied at 83. All right, go ahead.
I got two more. One's real quick, all right? Dressing up is overrated. You see all these families on
Total
TV
agreement.
Wearing sweaters.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Do you dress up for Thanksgiving Day dinner?
You show up in sweatpants and a comfy shirt.
I think Jack dresses up a little bit.
I can see that.
Jack, I wear about what bit. I wear to work. So, like, you know, a collared shirt or a nice T-shirt and, like, jeans.
I mean, sometimes you wear it in B-Town.
Yes, that happens.
B-Town.
Yes, that happens probably 35% of the time, yes.
I haven't seen that shirt in a long time.
I was wearing it last night when I got home.
Oh, damn it.
You're not mandated then, right?
If I wore a T-shirt and sweatpants, I think my mom would get mad.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just have to show the tiniest bit of something. That makes sense. Yes.
Of etiquette. Yeah, I get it. I understand. But
how does your dad dress?
He'll probably be in a button-down shirt and a pair of... I thought he would go
with a sweater, honestly.
Sweater's a strong possibility. Sweater's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, last one. Whenever you want to start winding things down and you want people to go home, that's when you start talking politics. When you want people to get out of your house, you bring up uncomfortable conversations. Like, for instance, you could speak on the cultural relevance of Let's Go Brandon. Or if you're on the other side of things, you could say something like, aren't you glad the adults are back in the room? And then that's when people start clearing out because people don't want any part of that. They want to leave. They want to talk politics. If you want people to go home, start bringing up controversial subjects within politics and they'll go.
Save Strebel saying, let's go, Brandon. That was a
pretty clear example.
That's a pretty clear cut that we can do that.
I gave an example on both sides.
Is that it?
That's it. Those are seven.
All right,
seven. There you go.
Texas says, these Thanksgiving takes stink. They're mustier than Strebel's early Magnavox TV.
Well, you know, you send me your Thanksgiving tips there. What's not musty? What did not hit? What's cool and hip for Thanksgiving takes? I want to know. Let's go, Cool Daddy. What you got? I want to send
cool
them in.
Daddy.
Come on, let's go. Send them in. What's not musty? You give me some of your takes. Gravy stinks. I mean, that's what's one of yours because that's not musty at all. No one's ever heard anything like that.
Texas says, this stupid bleeper said not to watch football and watch the Macy Day Parade. Send his ass home, Sweeney.
No, I said just don't watch the Lions. I said don't watch the Lions.
Texas says these are the most recycled Thanksgiving takes I've ever heard.
Again,
I was looking for something original here, Pig Rig.
All right, go ahead. Send some in. Open forum. 437-9680. Let's go.
Texas says Jamie's centerpiece is a pot pie. I don't know.
Like a chicken pot pie? No, a turkey pot pie? No, or it's flowers.
Oh, goodness.
That's a centerpiece.
Texter says, tell Pig Rig to come to the caboose. I'll feed him. He may be there. He's going to be there on Saturday.
I am going to be there on Saturday. Me and Jeffries and...
In Ants. You don't want to say Ants.
I did say Ants.
Why didn't you want to say Ants?
I did want to say Ants.
No, you didn't. You paused.
I didn't pause.
Jack, he paused saying Ants. Did he not?
He definitely paused.
There was a little bit of a pause there.
It's going to be me, Jeffries.
Me, Jeffries, and...
Ents.
That's what you did.
Me, Jeffries, and Ents.
Ents. I mean, that's what you did.
We'll all be rolling deep.
You know, that could mean a lot of things. Rolling deep could mean many things.
Multiple people going together.
Hey, let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
This ended up not being something to worry about. But we had you are no let me go back. I am going to be an open book the way that I force everyone else to be an open book.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay. All right.
So you ready?
Roll reversal.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
My wife is here somewhere. She will be testy over this. I don't know if she's asleep or not.
She was here earlier.
We'll find out. If she walks downstairs, she's awake. If not, she's asleep.
Okay.
That's what's going on here. Okay.
I'm interested in this.
Oh, she's awake. There she is.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
A couple years ago, Nikki's brother's wife.
So your sister-in-law.
That would have been an easier way to say it. Brought her brother.
Okay.
To our family. He was in town to a family Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Which was totally fun. Yeah, it was fun.
People like that sometimes.
Afterwards, he blew up the bathroom. And legit took a nap in the spare bedroom. Okay.
I got to admit.
Okay.
It's kind of my guy right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
He said, I'm taking a nap.
Yeah. He wasn't like he was like pumping Woodford either. It wasn't like that at all.
Just sleeping.
Dude, he ate turkey and he went to bed.
I like this guy.
It wasn't because of the Lions. It wasn't because of the Bears.
Or the musical.
Yeah. It wasn't because of the Macy's Day Parade. Right. It was because of none of those things. So fast forward.
Okay.
We got a call. Like, it was yesterday or whatever.
Yeah.
Can we bring a friend?
So it's your sister-in-law. Yeah,
they want to bring a friend again.
Okay.
So we're like, it's going to be a small gathering.
Right,
not a lot of us. Yeah, whatever. And so we're like, well, we should have asked who the person is.
Yeah.
So we got on Facebook, and it's like, if I remember correctly, it's like this beautiful woman. And Streeple woke up. And so that's the question that I had.
Yeah.
What if I would have had a link and I would have known.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to bring a friend, attractive female.
Yeah.
Then what do I say?
Oh.
Like beforehand.
Right.
Hey, here's who's coming. It's our friend Denise.
Denise is coming.
And you look her up, right?
Yeah, who's this Denise person?
Who is this Denise person?
Facebook, you type in her name.
Exactly. You look her up,
yeah.
You do whatever. Then what do you do? Because I'm not dressing up. It's going to be me in sweatpants.
Sure, as it should be.
Tell Nana or whatever her name is.
Nene.
Was it Nene?
Yes, it's Nene.
Okay. I knew Nana wasn't right, but I didn't know what he said. He kind of said it quick, and it made me nervous. The grandparent name thing makes me – it's weird to me.
There's a lot of – because there's so many different ones.
It's all weird.
Yeah.
So, that was my – if I would have known beforehand
– Yeah. that this attractive woman was going
to
be there.
Yeah, does this attractive woman want to come to Southern Indiana
and see you in sweatpants?
To watch me in sweatpants drink copious amounts of bourbon and craft beer?
I think she would.
That's the question, because that's what attractive women want.
It's part of the charm of Thanksgiving, though.
It's part of the charm of Thanksgiving.
Yes,
right.
It is. It is seeing somebody you like. So she's a friend of your sister-in-law.
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea.
Here's the question. Do you extend an invite to Cooper Mitch? And like, hey, you guys want to come to
the
meet this woman?
Mitch is going to... No!
I didn't know.
You think if I knew a single attractive woman that the first two people I would think of would be Mitch and Cooper?
I don't know. Maybe.
By the way, is your sister still single?
She is.
God.
She's still single.
Yeah. I can't wait.
She'll be there tomorrow.
I can't wait for her. I just need her to bring a boyfriend home.
She has before. She's brought boyfriends.
How did that go?
It went fine. It went fine. Yeah. There's no. Yeah. My dad's a cool guy. He doesn't mind one way or the other.
Well, if she brought home like Will Levis, can you imagine that, Jack?
Oh, gosh.
Your dad would fanboy. He'd be crushing heaters.
He would be like
trying to get Will Levis to crush a heater with him in the garage.
By the way,
New Albany.
I sent that picture of Will Levis's body in my head attached to it. I sent it to my wife.
What'd she say?
She thought it was funny.
Well, good.
Yeah, she thought it was funny. But I was like, I bet you wish that my body looked more like Will Levis's.
Do you see the one? I had one today. It was much more difficult.
Oh, no, I haven't seen this one. Oh, it looks like I'm trying to kiss Bobby Petrino.
Well, the only side photo you had was you and your
that's
wife.
That's my wife's kissy face picture.
Dude, that's...
Yeah.
You need to take that picture now.
No, it's great. I love that picture.
Jack, if you ever do that, Jack, you need to put... You listen.
Yeah.
You're sticking out your butt.
Yeah.
And you're doing old school kissy face.
Yeah.
Listen, you got to take that picture down.
No, never.
It creeps me. It gives me chills. And it's not you. It's just... That picture.
No,
if anyone does that picture, it gives me chills.
We got our pictures. Well, we got the.
Did you get them yet?
We got the proofs back, so it's got the watermark on it.
Oh, sure.
But they look good.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I got some.
Well, we need to see these. Let me see one before we take a break here.
Yeah, here, I'll get you.
What are you doing here?
I'll get you. She texted them to me yesterday.
Okay.
Let me get my favorite ones of all of us here.
Hold on. You better be in some leaves or something, or was it all inside?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Here.
It was outside, right?
There you go.
Let me see that.
There you go. See leaves everywhere.
Oh, wow. Look at
outdoors.
That.
Outdoors. Yeah. There it is.
Look at my man Wyatt looking good. Look at
He's
Callum looking good.
Looking good.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So they
nice
came
little
in.
Nice sweater.
They look good. Yeah. They did a good job. Yeah. So.
How about that?
I'll be. We got our Christmas cards, too. So I'll get your address so you get a Christmas card.
Mark Ennis and Mike Rutherford crossed enemy lines. We discuss that, and Rick Bozich joins us next.